Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Second date
update. Has everyone in this room been on a coffee date before?
Of course.
Yeah.
I think we all have. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask, what's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you on a coffee date?
I feel like they're pretty boring. Yeah. I mean, it's daytime. There's no alcohol involved.
Oh, really?
Unless you, like, knock something over.
I mean, I know for me, it was when they made my cinnamon vanilla latte without soy. And then I got really angry and had to trash the whole place.
Yeah. I mean, there is. Why did I just picture you picking up a table and throwing it through a front window?
Yeah. The garbage is knocked everywhere.
There is still a warrant out for my arrest in Mexico City, so I can't go back there.
Okay.
But wow, that's an interesting place for that to happen. Yeah,
they had it coming. Just put a pump of soy in it. How hard is that? Yeah, no. Anyway,
you're probably speaking in English.
That's not how that works.
Anyway, one of our listeners says that they had something strange happen on a coffee date recently, and they've emailed us asking for help. Her name's Joy. So, Joy, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hi. I'm all right. How are you?
Did you rage at a barista like Jeffrey did?
Yeah, your name's almost Soy. I'm worried. Jeff, are you okay? Are you triggered? Or?
Don't.
Sorry.
I did not harm a barista. No, I did not harm a barista. No.
I didn't harm a barista either, to be clear. But the cappuccino machine, I'll just say, did not fare very well.
Okay.
Anyway, Joy, why don't you tell us about the guy that you want us to call today? What's his name?
His name is Adam.
Okay. And so how did you and Adam come to meet?
Okay, so it's a little awkward, but I was actually on a terrible coffee date with another guy named Wilson.
What? I didn't see that coming.
Me neither.
What happened with you and Wilson?
So Wilson, you know, whatever. He was hot, his personal trainer, whatever. I agreed to this coffee date, right?
Uh-huh.
I get there, and he was already there sitting down with his coffee. Like, mind you, it's a coffee date. It's not like a dinner date where
so
he was waiting.
Already you're upset that Wilson didn't wait for you and buy you a coffee.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
That's like part of the coffee date experience is walking together. So what do you like to drink? Oh, Americano, latte, what kind of person are you? You
and
know,
then
like,
he buys it for you.
Exactly.
He deprived me of that. So we get up to get my coffee. He accompanies me to get the coffee.
Oh, that's nice.
But doesn't offer to pay.
Okay. Mm. So is this going to turn into a whole session hating on Wilson? Because I feel like we need to get to Adam.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to get to Adam. We're totally going to get to Adam. So anyway, we sit back down, and after I pay for my own coffee, he, within 5 minutes, tries to kiss me.
Whoa.
Dang, Wilson.
Dude.
How did that interaction go?
Well, one, I was already annoyed, so no, I'm not trying to kiss you, let alone within the first 5 minutes of sitting in a booth with you.
Yeah.
So this is where Adam comes in.
Okay.
He picked up on the context clues that this was an uncomfortable situation and came over and intervened. And he was like, hey, dude, doesn't really seem like she's into this.
God, I mean, it was to a point that it was so bad that somebody else had to intervene.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
That's very rare.
Essentially, Adam is like, you know, they go back and forth, right? Wilson's trying to defend himself, you know? And Adam's like, you know what, let's let her be the judge of whether or not she's into this. And I said, no, I'm not, you know?
Whoa.
Like, thank you for being the moderator here. Yeah.
So how did you parlay that into a date with Adam? I mean, I assume Wilson left.
Yeah, so after that, Wilson left, and Adam offered me his number and was like, you know, if you ever want to go out with someone who's not going to try to harass you in the first few minutes of the date, let me know.
He's like, I'll wait 8 minutes.
It's pretty good to piggyback on somebody's failed date. It's like, I can't be any worse than that guy was, so might as well give me a shot.
Life is about comparisons, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
So what did you and Adam end up doing together?
Adam and I wound up going out together, and he got my drink.
Oh, you guys went to a bar. This was a date night, or this was another coffee date?
No, no, I'm sorry. This was at a bar. The second one was at a bar.
Okay.
So, and new date.
Got my drink. He went to the bathroom and never came back.
What?
Within 5 minutes.
Bro, that sounds like a Wilson move, not an Adam
Can't we find something in the middle for you?
Yeah.
You know?
Someone who stays.
That's why I need you. This is why I need you.
So what happened in the 5 minutes that you guys did spend together?
Yeah, what are we missing?
What would make him want to leave?
You know, I really couldn't tell you because I was really excited. We talked about what we were going to drink. I got mine, and then he was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and never returned.
Maybe another girl walked up to Adam and was like, hey, I hear you're on a bad date.
Yeah.
I hope not.
That's wild.
I mean, paying for the drink seems to be a pretty big deal for you. Did Adam pay for it by his own will, or did you force him to pay for it?
Even still.
No, I didn't force him. He offered.
Oh my God.
Okay,
did you?
Offers.
I mean, like, that sucks. Did you go look for him? Did you send somebody in the bathroom to find him? Like,
I did get up and look, but I also didn't want to go into the men's room and seem like a stalker. Like, hey, can you go in there and look for this person? It was just very awkward. You know what I mean? Like,
you want to call him?
Yeah. So why are we calling Adam if he just abandoned you 5 minutes into a date?
Because he's not responding to my calls and he's not answering my texts.
Yeah.
Okay, you sound upset, which you have every right to be. Absolutely. So you're just mad at him.
I am absolutely mad at him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm mad at him, actually, for you.
We're hoping to get some answers
explain. I need to be mad, too?
Yes.
Are we all mad at
him?
Okay,
yeah.
I'm mad, too, then.
You absolutely should be mad.
Oh.
What type of dude acts like a hero in one scenario and then a zero is the next scenario? You know?
Yeah,
unless it's a good rhyme.
You know what? I'm with you. Yeah. I would have knocked over the margarita mixer in that bar if I was you.
Here we go. Okay.
You got to get yours.
I was tempted.
Rip the drafts off the walls.
Oh, okay.
That's how you get stuff done.
Let's just call him.
We get things done on this show.
Yeah. Build the kegs down.
So we're going to play a song. We'll come back. We're going to call Adam for you, and we're going to try and get you some answers when we do your second date update right after this, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Second date update. You know, they teach you when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
But what happens when you make lemonade and then your lemonade ghosts you?
Yeah.
That's pretty sad.
I feel like it's moldy lemonade all of a sudden.
How would it ghost you, Jeff?
That's what happened to one of our listeners, Joy. She was out on a really bad coffee date with a guy who tried to kiss her way too soon, so another dude named Adam stepped in to save the day and help her out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Adam said, hey, if we hang out, I'll show you how a real man treats a lady.
And how was that?
Apparently it means ditching her 5 minutes into their date at a bar.
Because
he went to the bathroom and then never returned. Now she can't get a hold of him and wants us to call him instead to get some answers.
Yes.
Now, Joy, how long has it been since Adam walked out on drinks with you?
I know you guys usually do like longer durations, but it's only been 3 days.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
But that's okay because he hasn't even texted you, right? Or called you or anything. Apologized.
Nothing.
None of it.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it's pretty bad.
Easy
to me. I've never ditched someone like that. I can't imagine what's going through your mind. You're like, 5 minutes in, I'm just going to leave.
Yeah.
The people usually ditch you.
No. I just don't understand. Like, at most, he hangs out for an hour. It's an hour of his life, even if he doesn't enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. You suck it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not making this better, am I?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying I'm on your side.
I think we need to all stop talking and finally get some answers here. I'm going to call Adam for you. Hopefully he answers and we can ask him what's up.
All right, I'll stand by.
Hopefully we're not standing by for too long.
Will you ditch Joy too?
Yeah, we just hang up.
I know.
Everyone be quiet.
All right. I promise we won't ditch you, Joy, okay? We're going to dial Adam's number right now.
Hello?
Hey, is this Adam?
Yeah, this is Sam. Who's this?
My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I was hoping that you had a moment to talk with us.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What, did you say this is a radio station?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're a morning radio show, and we're calling because we heard you did something really nice for somebody the other day, and they're trying to get a hold of you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so. I'm not sure, though.
So you recently...
Hopefully you do a lot of nice things, and you can't think of just yeah. one nice thing you've done.
One of our listeners named Joy is trying to get a hold of you. You remember Joy?
I do remember Joy. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. You sound positive about Joy right now, which is weird.
No, it's just crazy. This is just really... I've had a really wild week, and so I do remember Joy, yeah.
Okay.
Well, she told us about your guys' interaction at the coffee shop and that you guys were going on a date afterwards, but...
Right, because you totally saved her from the jerk who was trying to kiss her.
Yeah. You know, I kind of just stepped into that weird situation she was in.
Yeah, so we gave you a lot of props for that until we found out what happened when you guys went to a bar and you ended up just ditching out on her after 5 minutes.
Wait, that's not what happened.
What are you talking about? That's not what happened. She said that you got the drinks, you went to the bathroom, and never came back.
Yeah, well, that part's true, but I did not ditch her.
What are you talking about?
Opened her eyes in 4 days?
What's your definition of not ditching somebody? Yeah. Because leaving and never coming back seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah. She never saw you again.
Y'all are really not going to believe this story, because when I left to go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. I happened to see another situation where this guy was trying to take this girl into the bathroom, and she seemed really tipsy, and he was kind of really forceful.
Oh no!
Yeah, and I kind of stepped in.
What?
You were like, "Yo, leave her alone."
You're left and right seeing men harass women, and I mean, props, man. Yeah. But
why can't you go back to the table
exactly.
after that, though?
So, you know, I was kind of pushing the guy towards the kitchen area, tell him to just back up and let the lady go to the front, because she seemed like she was trying to go back to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And as I did that, he kind of got a little puffy chest and was kind of just saying things like, "This is not your place, my man." And then it got physical.
Oh, so you got into a physical fight with him.
I can see that.
I guess he's right. Being in the kitchen probably isn't technically your place. Unless that is that what he meant, maybe? We're not supposed to be in here. This is a restricted area.
Yeah, I'm just telling y'all what happened. Like, he swung on me, I swung on him, took him to the ground, and then we, like, full out started just wrestling and fighting on the floor.
Dang!
What? So wait, while Joy was sitting at the bar, she had no idea this was going on.
This was all that was going on, yeah.
Oh. So then, but again, like, the fight, what? Did somebody break it up?
Yeah. We had a couple cooks come through and break it up, and then the manager came and threw us out.
Oh, both of you.
And literally in that process of the tussling and fighting, broke my phone, lost my wallet. Yeah.
So then how are we calling you right now on the same number that Joy has?
Literally just got a new phone 4 hours ago. That's why this is so wild.
Okay. So you're like catching up with your whole life. What? I bet there's a bunch of people trying to get a hold of you.
So you didn't.
That's crazy.
You didn't know that Joy's been trying to get a hold of you over the last few days?
I bet she is, like a lot of people are, and I'm just trying to get my life back together.
But why didn't you?
This is all good
and everything, but why didn't you tell the cook or somebody who threw you out, like, "Hey, can you at least let my date know at the bar that I'm out here?"
And I don't really feel like that'd be on your mind.
Yeah, I was concussed.
Oh.
And I was bleeding, and all I wanted to do was get back home to tell my roommate.
Yeah, I feel you,
that
bro.
Is terrible.
I mean, you're stressing about so many things at that point.
It's a crazy story, man. But the one person that has yet to hear it, Joy, she's on the other line listening, and she wants to talk to you.
Wait, Joy's on the line right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm here.
I don't know if that was a good
Joy,
yeah,
what do you think?
I don't know if I buy this.
Oh, you don't believe him?
Oh.
Why do you say that?
It just seems kind of ridiculous.
What?
Which part seems ridiculous?
The part where something similar happens twice in 1 week to someone? That seems a little strange. Quite frankly, I don't know how you guys are all buying this.
That was the only thing that stood out to me was the frequency. I think one time in my whole life have I stepped in and asked a girl if everything was okay. Not twice.
I don't know.
Week.
It's like, you know, people get hit by lightning twice. It can absolutely happen. And you're like the second time you're in the setting of a bar, which is a very common place for those type of situations to happen. I mean, I think the coffee shop part, which you were part of and know was the truth, sounds more unbelievable than the bar situation to me.
A lot of men are trash.
Yeah, seriously.
Adam, is there any way that you can prove that this is true? Like, can you show her the spot on your forehead where you got concussed?
Well, it's only 3 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're still looking pretty beat up.
Adam, what can you say to Joy to make her believe you?
Look, Joy, I thought we had a great connection. And I'm telling you what happened. I would not lie to you. And I'm just hoping that I can make it up to you, show you this busted lip, this bruised eye, and let you know I was not lying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen, Adam, I want to believe you, but I don't know you. I just met you for 5 minutes. I probably had 10 minutes total FaceTime with you at this point.
She's kind of right. Yeah, I didn't think of that. But you guys,
Joy, we called him out of the blue, and that's a pretty intricate story to make up on the spot. I mean,
that's what liars do. They create details to sell their stories.
Oh, really?
Liars do tend to draw on the same stories over and over, too, and they just switch around a couple details here and there so that they can keep recycling.
Dude, Adam,
he's gonna show you a black eye. What do you think he's going to give himself a black eye to show you?
Well, the black eye has kind of gone away. You know, it's not still there.
Now it's going away.
I don't know.
Wow. Even anymore, three days?
Yeah.
It wasn't even that bad to begin with, all right?
Okay.
What a coincidence.
It was a gray eye.
Yeah.
Okay, now I see.
Now I don't know if I believe you, Adam.
I still believe you, Adam.
Who knows how many girls he's saved and gotten their phone numbers and proven that he's a good guy.
That could be his thing. Where
He's got a damn sexy voice. It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, thank you for the compliment, but I'm telling the truth here.
Okay. Well, I guess we have to leave it up to the two of you because we'll offer to send you guys out on another date if you both agree to it. Adam, you want to give it one more shot with Joy?
Yes, I would love to.
All right, Adam's up for it. So, Joy, do you believe him and are you willing to give him one more chance?
You don't even have to believe him. Just give him another shot.
Honestly, my gut is telling me no.
What?
Oh, wow.
What if it turns out to be true?
Yeah, he's like some great guy and she doesn't know.
No, you know why? You know why? Because at the same time, even if it is true, I don't necessarily want to be with someone who's constantly interfering in other people's business.
Thankful for it when it was all about you and not so much anymore.
Save someone from drowning. She's like, wow, pay attention to me.
Okay.
So lesson learned here. Never help a woman in distress.
No.
It'll only get you in trouble.
Noted.
I didn't say that.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.